A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the 3 men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There, in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord. Who among us has not had the experience of being a stranger, perhaps of moving to a new city, attending a new school, starting a new job or ministry, or emigrating to a new country? As the new kid on the block, so to speak, we wonder if we'll be received, how we might fit in, whether we'll make new friends or come to feel at home in this new and strange place. And who among us has not had the opportunity to greet the stranger in our midst, to give someone direction when they're lost, to show the new student around campus, to guide the new employee in the practices of our business, to welcome the immigrant into our home? Today's first reading from Genesis gives us a glimpse of the code of conduct regarding hospitality to the stranger, especially in the desert. Such hospitality was a vital part of the ancient world. It was akin to a sacred code. The host was obligated to provide food, water, and shelter for travelers who stopped at the tent. In accepting the hospitality of the pilgrim was to honor the host and refrain from any negative actions against the host or his household. To fail to offer or receive hospitality was viewed as a hostile act by either side. But to share in the exchange was a covenantal commitment, a token of friendship. In today's reading, we hear of Abraham sitting at the entrance of his tent, perhaps dozing in the heat of the day. Awaking, he lifted up his eyes and saw these 3 men, these strangers, before him, and he ran to greet them. He offered them the food, water, and shelter required, and provided them a lavish banquet of choice meat, curds, and milk. What is our response to the stranger in our midst? Do we run to greet them? Do we implore them not to pass by, but to rest a bit while we go prepare them some refreshment? Sadly, we're living in an era when if our doorbell rings or we hear a knock at the door, we first peek through the window to see if we know who it is before we answer. Or if we see someone who is unfamiliar to us while we're out walking, we might cross to the other side of the road. Our political and cultural climate is demonstrating that the stranger is to be feared, condemned, or even attacked. The Brexit vote in Great Britain and American politics in the United States have given evidence of suspicion of the other, of the stranger, of the ones who do not look like, think like, live like, love like, or believe like us. Attacks on and complete lack of response to the plight of immigrants around the world tell us that the stranger is not welcome. Shootings of young black men by police and the violent targeting of officers in the United States tell us that the other is to be feared. Radical fundamentalism in all faith traditions tells us that the holy in other religions needs to be condemned. The covenantal commitment of the ancient and sacred code of hospitality has been severely threatened and nearly severed. Yet there is hope, and it lies in the spirit of mercy and understanding. There's a story told of St. Dominic traveling with one of the young friars, and they come upon a group of people who do not speak their language. The young friar was concerned, "How will they ever understand us?" And Dominic responded, "Let us pray that we understand them." That is the root of the spirit of hospitality, to greet the strangers in our midst with an openness to understanding where they are coming from. The Christian response in encountering the stranger is to attend to their needs in such a way that they might become our friends, or at the very least, guests. The letter to the Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." This was clearly the experience of Abraham and Sarah. The story of Martha and Mary in today's gospel gives us a clue as to how to encounter the stranger. First, like Mary, we're to listen to the word of the Lord who said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And as we heard last week, the neighbor is the Good Samaritan, the stranger. And then grounded in that command, like Martha, we are to serve in loving kindness. We are to seek to understand the other and to respond to his or her needs, perhaps with patience when we're in a hurry, with guidance when one is lost, with food and shelter when the stranger is hungry and homeless, with compassion when the other is hurting, with conversation and dialogue when there is confusion. At the end of today's reading, we hear an announcement from the stranger to Abraham and Sarah, the promise of life, the promise of a son. Our pericope for today does not include the rest of the story where Sarah laughs with incredulity at the announcement, but the promise is fulfilled, and she laughs with joy at the gift given. Our God, too, has been a stranger in our midst, coming to us in the incarnation. The Son has been given. He showed us the way to encounter the stranger, eating, drinking, touching, engaging the outcast, the sinner, the stranger. He was laughed at, mocked, condemned, spat upon, and executed. But the heavens had the last laugh with his resurrection. We, his disciples, are to follow in our Master's footsteps. When we open ourselves to the stranger in our midst, as Abraham and Sarah did, we too might find ourselves entertaining angels unawares, and will discover the gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of friendship in the covenant renewed. We'll not be able to contain our laughter and joy at the gift given.